From Where I Stand, fictional novel by Cheryl Denise, narrated by the author. Chapter 1, Queen of Unassuming. Laurie Thibodeau, sitting in one of the comfy chairs at Java U, her favorite local coffee shop. The shop was just the right amount of distance for a quick jog or a nice walk from her home. She'd made it a twice-a-week habit on Thursdays and Sunday mornings to get up at 7 a.m., hydrate, brush teeth, wash face, put on workout gear, and grab her favorite mini backpack, which housed her tablet and a couple of bottles of water. By or before 7:30 a.m., she'd be stepping out her door. She'd jog or brisk walk, depending on her mood and energy, to the coffee shop, where she would order a flavored latte, also depending on her mood and energy, and a cinnamon bagel that they bake fresh daily. Then she'd find what she labeled a comfy chair and would plop down, take off her backpack, open and take a big swig from a bottle of water, and start setting up her tablet while she waited on her coffee and bagel. Leon, both occasional barista and the owner of Java U, like the faithful king of customer service he is, always brought her coffee out to her, and they'd chat and catch up on work and family. Laurette met Leon 8 years ago when he opened Java U. In fact, she was one of his first customers, his third customer to be exact, and became such a faithful patron, they eventually became like family to one another. Laurette had spent many evenings with Leon, his wife Jubilee, affectionately known as Juby, and their two sons, Samuel and Trey, who is Leon III, eating, drinking, and being merry. They were family indeed. But this particular Sunday morning, Samantha, youngish assistant manager at Java U and grad student at Pinnacle University there in the city, brought out Laurette's order. Samantha was a pretty brunette, normally razor thin, who recently got engaged to her high school sweetheart. She's expectant and in her last trimester, and Laurette had recently teased her on how beautiful she looked with her glow and the plumpness to her cheeks and a little meat on her bones that her little bundle had brought to her. "Good morning," Samantha said quietly with a bit of a strained smile you could tell she was forcing. "Oh," responded Laurette, a little thrown off by Leon not being in front of her. "Hey girl, good morning. How are you feeling today?" "You look beautiful," said Laurette, smiling. Samantha blushed. "Thank you. Thank goodness I don't look like I feel. Mr. Man in the oven would not let me rest last night," she said, pointing to, then rubbing her belly. Laurette reached up and touched Samantha's pregnant belly, then looked at it as if she were able to see the baby and the baby see her, and said, "Now you listen, young man. You behave now. Don't you start giving us the business already. I need you to let mommy sleep, okay, partner?" She fist-pounded the belly, and they both cracked up laughing. "Okay then, now that we have an understanding. Also, you need your sleep too. It's almost time for you to be here in this great big old world. So you just better get you some rest, because we will be putting you to work at Java U as soon as you get here." Laurette and Samantha laughed big once again. "Well, you know I love you, and I'm glad to see you. But where's your boss?" "Oh, he's..." began Samantha, but was interrupted by Troy, one of the Java U associates, before she could finish.
"Sam, sorry to interrupt, but there's a call for you. I think it's Ray,"
Troy informed. Ray is Samantha's husband. "I apologize. Please excuse me, Laurette. I better take that call. I'll be right back."
"No problem," said Laurette.
"I'll be right here." While all of this was going on, Laurette was clueless to the fact that there was a gentleman in the shop sitting in the far left corner. She was unaware that he had been watching and listening in on her from the time she got there. He'd even chuckled when she talked to Samantha's belly. He'd found her quite attractive, even though she wore very little, if any, makeup. He found her alive, even vibrant, but in a quiet kind of way. Truth is, for 2 months, he'd not missed being there on Sunday mornings once he learned her schedule. He stayed inconspicuous to not frighten her and have her think he was a stalker. He'd arrive before her, would get his dark roast house specialty blend coffee and Java U's signature granola crumbles, would grab a paper and busy himself with reading it while Laurette was arriving. She never noticed him. He thought she was adorable. Life is funny. Laurette picked up her phone and began to text Leon. "Hey bro, where you at? You slacking, lazy bum? LOL." She hit send and sat back in the chair and set her focus on the Word document she'd opened on her tablet.